In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Although, one person.
Say your name.
Who can make me as happy as Davion Mitchell?
Too late.
Too late.
You're too late. You
just one other person.
No.
You're too late. Now you can't do that. No.
Just one other person. Nope. Pella Larson.
Oh.
I just want to see your
That's the list.
Minus one for lying.
That's the list.
Minus one.
This man's putting his face on the line for the Miami Heat. And you guys want to trade everybody. Get Tyler out of here. Get me John. You guys are very immature. Enjoy your basketball team. Well, I'm not wrong. They didn't have Davion Mitchell or Pella Larson the last game. So you can understand why I would stray.
Don't even try. There's
what
your
do you
point.
Mean, dude?
Are you serious?
What?
Are you serious right now, you fraud?
What do you mean? I didn't have Pella. I didn't have Davey on the last game. They were hurt.
Wait. You're such a fraud.
So you're sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to defend yourself after you
defending
heard?
Defending yourself after you just did a 180? Mm-hmm. You can't be left to your own devices.
I didn't even say
you
that.
You change your mind all the time.
I didn't even say I want John Morant. I just said they're having a meeting.
No, you said, but they're having
really?
An internal.
Do I have to go and find the clip from earlier now, too?
What?
Where you said that you would do it.
Did
you
I?
You just said you.
I don't recall saying I would do it. Just intrigued. They're doing their due diligence.
Hey, see? See how this works?
No stone unturned.
Everybody wanted. No, I want to put the stone on you.
Why, dude? This is what I get for protecting your sources. It's not nice.
Don't try to change the subject.
No, I don't understand. What listen, did I do that's so wrong?
That conversation's over. You already blew that one up.
What did I say that was so contradictory in this last clip?
I want John Morant.
You guys, do I need to play it again?
Yeah, could you play it one more time?
Okay, I will.
No, because he's going to go ahead and try to find more loopholes.
I'm not. Just let me hear it one more time. Let me hear it one more time. What's the harm?
Are you ready?
Yes. Although, one person.
Say your name.
Who can make me as happy as Davion Mitchell?
Too late.
Too late.
You're too late. You're
just one other person.
No,
you're too late. Now you can't do that. No.
Just one other person. Pella Larson.
Oh,
I just want to see
that's, it. That's the list.
Minus one for lying.
That's the list.
Minus
this
one.
Man's putting his face on the line for the Miami Heat. And you guys want to trade everybody. Get Tyler out of here. Get me John. You guys are very immature. Enjoy your basketball team. I don't see what did I say that. What did I say that was
that
so wrong?
The ones that want to trade everyone.
You said you guys are the ones that want to trade everyone.
Right.
Get Tyler Hero out of here for John Morant. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your basketball team. You're immature.
When did I say I want to trade Tyler Hero for John Morant? When did I say that? But when did I say that?
Go back to the stream. Go back to the stream.
When did I say that? Just find the clip.
Let me say this. The studio does not have enough storage to record all the dumb things you
say. I think you guys are like the feds, and you think you have Tony Soprano,
Brittany, I'm pretty
but you
sure
don't.
November 12th. Look there.
November 12th?
You guys
November
can look 12th. At all the archives you want. You won't find me saying this today that I want to trade for John Morant. I said today was,
ridiculous.
Internal meetings, eh?
Wait,
if you go back to the stream from last hour. When we were like, you know, you have to give up Tyler Hero and Jovic, and you went, you went,
November 12th.
Which is the
truth.
What is by the way, which is the great Tobin way.
What do you mean?
That's how he does it.
I'm like the committee.
He says, I'm not saying. He'll do this.
November 12th, during Rats Off a Ship, I specifically have a note that I was calling you off once again for flip flopping.
What did I flip flop on?
John Morant.
How do you know?
Because I wrote it.
I can't trust that. You know, your notes are very flimsy.
Never.
But I never said on this show today that I want the
today.
John Morant.
Today.
Well, that's the point. I mean, if you guys are going to catch me contradicting myself, I would have to contradict. One would say I have to contradict
you
myself.
You did.
Now am I?
So go ahead and finish your little thing.
Well, what did I finish? What? I'm intrigued.
Finish your little. Could be something. Could be nothing.
Could be something. They're having meetings. Could be something. Leads me to believe. Would you call Andy Ellisberg a fraud?
No, just you.
Why?
Because Andy Ellisberg has done his due diligence.
That's all I'm impressed by.
And hasn't said I want him or not want him.
Hey, same.
You no.
I didn't say
that I want
him.
Look, soon as somebody is available,
Leroy. I mean, we had some. No, that's not what I do. And we had some Giannis talks last week. It was in the news.
Somebody said it perfectly. Human chocolate.
I'm just reporting the news.
No, you're not.
If Jake Fisher says...
You're reporting the news with feelings.
No.
That means that you're leaning one way or the other.
I'm not leaning one way. You can't see.
Okay, let me ask you right now. If you could get Ja Morant, do you want him?
Who do I got to give up?
Tyler and Jovic. He said it in the last segment.
That's
not the question. Because here's what's going to happen. He goes... Hey, you idiots, it's big boy basketball. Mm-hmm. If you want somebody, you're going to have to give up some.
Right.
Okay, so.
So make the trade.
We'll make, I'm not making a trade. Do you want Ja Morant?
Under the right circumstances, I could be persuaded.
If you could trade for Terry Rozier? Yeah, you take him.
Nah, I'm not.
So you're going to be.
I'm not doing.
You still got to be big boy.
I'm not being a big boy because I don't think we're going to get to trade Terry Rozier. So you could take him off the table.
Okay, go.
No, you go. You're the one who wants me to trade for him.
Here you go.
No, I don't talk about trades like
will
you.
Will I give up?
Will you give up
Nikola
Tyler?
Jovic
yes.
and Tyler Hero for yes. Ja Morant? No, I wouldn't do that trade.
You're saying that now. Hindsight is 2020 after we've called you out. Last segment, your face said otherwise.
There's no pleasing you guys. There's no pleasing you guys.
You will march through here like a Bayou Classic drum major.
What?
If you got Ja Morant. And keep in mind,
not like
you're already not physically able to do what I'm suggesting.
Listen.
But you would do it anyway.
I'm not ready.
Because the Bayou Classic is Grambling State versus Southern.
I think I've been clear that I will not trade Jovic for him. I think that that's, if you guys are rats off a ship on Jovic.
I'm asking you, if it worked out, do you think Ja Morant helps this team or hurts it?
I think he could help.
No, he doesn't.
I think he could.
No, he doesn't.
I think he could.
He plays just as much defense as Tyler. He's a lot smaller.
Not a lot.
And he's a knucklehead. He is a lot smaller. That dude looks like two pencils and an apple.
Jump out the gym, though, dude.
Okay. But have we not seen
and he's hurt
before?
All the time.
Is he hurt? Or is he hurt because he doesn't want to play for the coach?
Have we not seen this film already?
Which way?
With Jimmy Butler.
Pretty successful.
But then it ended horribly and no one won anything.
Normally, here's the dirty secret about the Heat. Normally it ends badly with the stars. Even D. Wade had a bad stint.
Hey.
Where he was not happy with the organization.
Dude.
So I'm just supposed to.
You are being ridiculous right now.
I'm not being ridiculous.
And I'm trying to save you from yourself.
Okay.
Because what you're talking right now is crazy talk. Because I remember talking about trades that you've suggested in the past.
I have notes all the way to April. April 2nd.
About
and
what?
This fraud right over here is talking about Ja Morant.
Well, you can't talk about the Dark Ages. That's not fair.
Dark Ages? Earlier this year?
Yeah, she's not allowed to talk. You cannot hold anything from last season against me. Those are the Dark Ages.
The clip that I showed you was from 11:25.
I still have three dates in November.
Three dates?
And what did I say?
Three dates?
What do your notes say?
I have three dates.
Miss Stenographer.
Wait. 3 days in November?
Mm-hmm.
There's that 3 days.
But what did they say?
November 12th, November 14th, and November 4th.
Okay. And what did I say?
We're going to have to. Because no matter what I say, you say.
Just say what your notes say. No. Don't say I have these dates. If you have what I said, say it.
Don't yell at me.
I'm not yelling.
Wait.
You're accusing me of
things. No, we're not accusing you of nothing. We have video and radio evidence.
I do feel the same way.
The clip I just played for
you. You changed your mind all three.
I don't change my mind. I want.
Two weeks ago.
Hold on.
2 weeks ago.
You spent half the summer trying to convince me of why we should have John.
I'm not giving up Davion Mitchell. I love Davion Mitchell.
No. You're saying that now.
No.
You understand the whole summer and even the beginning of the season mm-hmm. when Ja was doing Ja stuff, mm-hmm. and I said, don't want him. You like.
You have said that. I will give you credit on that.
So
I backed off the Zion Williamson thing. I made him.
You have said.
I'm not there yet.
No. I'm not. You're not there yet?
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
You're not there yet?
Not there yet.
Really?
But I don't think I've contradicted myself whatsoever. I think these are.
You've never said you don't want Ja.
I'm not saying I don't want Ja Morant. What I said was.
I'm saying it.
Okay.
Okay.
Good for you.
Because he's not a good fit.
Okay.
You think he would fit how?
Spo. He'll make it happen.
No, that's how you get in trouble. Mm-mm. I'm telling you, that's how you get in trouble when you think you can fit. We're not mechanics.
Spo is a mechanic.
No, he's not.
He is a mechanic.
He's a coach.
He can tinker under the hood.
You can't fix knucklehead, dude. You could be the best basketball player in the world. If you're not adult enough to handle the situation, it's always going to be something.
Every star has baggage.
Not like this. Not like this.
It's a lot of baggage.
Not like this.
Right. That's why I'm not giving up Jovic for him.
You know, you got to give up somebody. The contract's got to match.
Maybe Jakachonis. Maybe.
Okay, so now you've covered $12 of the $40
million. No, you probably have to give up Tyler Hero. That's not going to work.
Okay.
Would I be into that? Hard to say.
They're the same player. Same amount of defense.
One guy has led his team.
No, that doesn't count.
It does.
It doesn't count.
Of course it does.
It doesn't count.
Hold on.
That's because not. It's a team. It's not. Neither guy put. Ja has put a team on his back.
That's
right. Tyler has not.
That's right.
Okay. But you got to get him on the court. That becomes a problem.
But is he.
Why are you even going down that road?
They're having internal meetings. You asked the Heat.
I could fix him. You know what life has proven? Mm-hmm. No, you can't.
What about LaMelo?
Another injured guy.
Sometimes.
No, some.
Listen, I'm not going to talk about this anymore. I just want
to
talk.
I cannot wait for Lupe to get here with my chicken tenders.
Can I just tell you something? I'm very disappointed in the three of you.
Wait. No, you know what?
No,
we wouldn't have all these problems if you weren't so fraudulent.
I'm not a fraud.
You're wishy-washy.
I'm not wishy-washy.
You're a flip-flopper.
I'm not flip-flopping, dude.
You're redneck chocolate. Proof, man. I brought you
I don't think – I got to be honest with you, Brittany, and I appreciate you producing your ass off.
Here we go.
Oh, wow.
Your evidence
– Buckle up.
Hold on. I appreciate you bringing that to the show for entertainment purposes. However, your evidence is, and I mean this respectfully, flimsy at best. So, nice try. I haven't incriminated myself whatsoever. And I haven't said anything other than intriguing that the Heat are having internal meetings.
You ain't saying intriguing?
Intriguing, dude. Oh my goodness. Very intriguing.
You're even using words that you don't use.
What do you mean, dude?
Like, come on.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. We got to move on.
Of course not.
Football time.
Why would you want to talk?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, it's football time, and but good try by the three of you. You know, the three Musketeers almost got me. Not quite.
The worst. Dude, you're the worst.
You would do anything. Anything.
What do you mean I would do anything?
To get out of being accountable.
Yeah.
I think I'm very accountable. I told you, I don't want Zion anymore. Hmm. I was wrong on that one.
I'll tell you something.
We're not talking about Zion right now.
Yeah.
Why?
Because we're talking about Ja Morant.
Let's not even forget
mm-hmm.
how you got about Zion.
Oh, I know. Bad move by me.
Oh, he's in shape. Look, he's dead. Yeah. Dead Zion.
He's porcelain.
So Ja.
Well, I don't know if he's really hurt right now.
Who?
Ja.
Oh, you think he's on that?
I think he's on a wink calf strain. Like, don't want to play for the Finnish coach kind of calf strain.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's what they do now.
That is what they do now. You know what they call that?
What?
Finding joy.
No, you know we call that mm-hmm. the Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. That is the Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. Who else? Kawhi did it too.
Kawhi did it too. Yep.
Who
AD.
Else?
AD did it.
AD.
When he's getting out
of
New Orleans.
You can't never tell what AD is. He hurt for real. His nickname is Mr. 6-8.
That's the beauty of it. Giannis. What's he doing? I don't know.
Be reevaluated in 4 weeks for a little calf boo-boo?
Right.
Yeah.
Suspicious, right?
Nah, I didn't listen to your argument with Giannis.
But look, you guys got to stop talking about this because tomorrow. You brought it up. And tomorrow is the NBA Cup, and you guys are not focused on the quarterfinals of the NBA Cup.
I mean, we're not focused.
Now we're not focused.
You brought up the topic.
You guys aren't focused on the NBA Cup, and I'm disappointed in the three of you. Because
we're
disappointed
in you, too.
No,
the feeling is mutual.
Well, you shouldn't be disappointed in me because you want to know why? Because I'm focused on one thing and one thing alone, and that is the Cup. Okay?
You're not.
We are the city of cups. The Stanley Cup, the MLS Cup, and now we're coming for the NBA Cup. And the Flannies Cup. So I don't want to hear about this John Morant nonsense anymore. Stop bringing it up, the three of you. Task at hand.
Who brought it up?
You are absolutely.
It's ridiculous.
Did you not bring it up?
No, you guys just keep. I just wanted to move on with the news. I wanted to bring this up that Jake Fisher was saying that he were having an internal discussion about John Morant and move on. And then you guys were like, "Ooh, you are being a fraud." I'm trying to focus on the cup. Okay?
Thank you for that.
And you should have never brought it up.
Well, I guess I can't bring up the news to you. You're not responsible with it.
We're not. Neither are you.
Three badgers. That's what you are. Just badge me. Badge me. You know, I can't live my life. My focus right now is on the Orlando Magic and Vegas. Ashamed of the three of you. John Morant. That'd be kind of fun, but we can't worry about that right now. His dunks in a heat.
Go to break and stop talking.
Wow. But I got Davion Mitchell and Pelle Larsson, dude. And Jakachonis, 18 in the G League last night. Feeling it.
Playing with how many other NBA players?
He played with Josh Christopher, who's been in the NBA. He had a triple-double.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cool. All right, quick segment here just because I had to. I had to spend last segment just defending myself against attacks.
You know? I have a surprise for you after the show.
After the show?
Yep.
Or after the segment?
Nope, after the show.
I don't know if I like that. Anywho, you guys like Mike Tyson? Leroy?
Yeah.
Jennifer?
It's a little iffy, but if you catch him on a good day.
All right, I should ask it like this, because yes, I understand. Big pass. Would you like to hear Mike Tyson theatrically tell his one-man story?
He's probably got some stories.
He got some stories.
He's one of the most interesting people on planet Earth.
Well, if you guys want to see Mike Tyson bring his Return to the Mike show to Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood December 14th. So what's that? It's like just under a week away. So next Sunday?
The 19th.
I think it's next Sunday.
The 19th. No, the 14th.
14th
is on a Friday.
14th.
The 14th is a Sunday, yes. Sunday.
All right, so next Sunday, if you guys want to see Iron Mike's Return of the Mike Show at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, be caller number, let's go 8. Caller 8 to 305-567-0560. Caller 8 to 305-567-0560. Oh, look, it's that big baby Notre Dame AD on the television. Caller 8 to 305-567-0560. Gets a pair of tickets to Mike Tyson's Return of the Mike Show at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino on December 14th. Stories and more from Iron Mike. We got tickets all week, but today, Caller 8 is going to win our pair of tickets. And keep listening to our show all week for your chance to win. Tickets are also available for purchase at casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood/events. But if you want to see Iron Mike next week, Caller 8 to 305-567-0560.
Why does he look like Telly Savalas?
I don't know, dude.
You know who that is?
No.
Pull it up. He used to have a...
Telly.
He used to have a show, a detective show.
Oh, wow.
And he used to always have like a Tootsie Roll.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
With the Tootsie Pop.
Yeah.
Very good.
Hey, does he not?
He does.
Yeah.
He does have that look. He does have that look.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, caller number 8 is going to win those tickets to Mike Tyson, 305-567-0560. We will take a break. When we come back, we'll close things out with a little All Right. Oh, no! Back after this.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Play a little 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored / All Right on No, which is going to be brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. My All Right is going to go to the new papa, Carter
Verhaeghe.
Carter Verhaeghe was just named one of the 3 NHL stars of the week, and he has been amazing since Mrs. Verhaeghe brought in baby Verhaeghe to the world. Congratulations to Papa Swag, and good to see the cats starting to get going again. That is my All Right. My oh no. I'm going to let you have Notre Dame, so I'm going to go with the Jets jerseys. I just, the poop colored. I don't know what to tell. Like, they're gross. Gross looking jerseys. I don't know why you guys thought that was a good idea. What do you got, Leroy?
My all right, and I don't say this lightly because there's something about earning your spot, and there's something about earning your spot. Indiana, you did the unthinkable this weekend. You beat a team that everybody had claimed could win back-to-back-to-back championships, and you went out and you were more physical than them. You played a close, tough game, and the Heisman Trophy winner, Mendoza, went out and made some critical plays at critical moments that warrant him being that dude.
He's the Heisman.
Right. Absolutely. What is it, third and short? They throw it deep? I mean, yeah. I wish the coach would smile more because he is one miserable dude. That dude ain't never happy.
Well, some coaches just have that. They're just miserable now, all the time.
Now,
Nick Saban didn't smile too much.
Right. My own no, and I'm going to keep on with this because I have never met a bunch of sniveling, whiny complainers that now the Notre Dame athletic director is complaining about the ACC. Why? You don't even play in a conference.
Right.
You pick and choose what teams you want to play.
You're a sometimes partner.
Right.
Not an all-the-time partner.
Right. Join the conference.
Yeah.
Play in the conference championship. Do that.
Yeah.
Oh, you know why you don't want to do that? Because you want all the money. Okay, well, when everybody else looks and say, you're not in the conference, you pick and choose the teams you play all the armed forces, and when you played somebody that was ranked, you lost. So we're going to take that team above you.
Both of them.
Both of them. And then you cry and complain and boo-hoo our relationship with the ACC. I said, did you get screwed during the game? Was it ACC officials that made you lose a game? Did the ACC come down and give Miami?
It was so strange.
He just went after rando. And look, nothing pisses me off than when these coaches get up after lobbying all week of why we're better than other teams, then come out afterwards and say, I got nothing against all these other teams.
Yeah,
yes, you did.
Yeah, you did. And the thing is, that's like we were just listening to him on Dan Patrick, and he goes, "It's nothing against Miami. It's not, you know, just I found it unbecoming that it was pointing it out.
Pointing it out? What? That you lost to him?
It's not like we're giving a secret. We all saw it. Anyway,
how do you expect your players to be, to have respect for the games and stuff with how they play and how they handle losing and winning when you can't even do it and you're supposed to be the adults in the room?
Jennifer, what's your all right and oh no?
Well, I don't really have – sorry. I don't really have an all right besides anything.
Right there.
Anything that you guys have already mentioned today. My oh no mainly goes to my allergies.
Mm.
I did not have a great weekend or Thursday, to say the least.
No chipmunk selfies?
Oh, my God.
Listen, when you
I haven't been able to do anything since Thursday.
When you get sick like that, we need pictures. I want to see puffy face.
Absolutely not. There's a reason why you never got pictures, and it's specifically this. I refuse to have any proof out there of how I looked.
Wait,
okay.
We wouldn't know. We just wanted to make sure you were okay.
Yeah, we just wanted to know. Are you okay? And did you look like a woodland creature?
I did not look like myself, for sure.
Did you look like you sung in a band with Simon and Theodore?
I'm not answering these questions.
It
sucks, guys. Okay, I haven't had seasoning since Thursday.
Is that a permanent thing?
I haven't had coffee since Thursday.
Oh, what is that gotta do with?
I'd rather look like a chipmunk.
I'm not myself, okay?
So you had an allergic reaction and the solution was stop drinking coffee?
The solution was stop everything that's not a specific diet that my doctor instructed.
Oh, that sounds like bubble guts.
No, I don't have bubble guts. It's not.
You had the BGs?
It's not what it was. No. You're just twisting my words. You're used to that.
I just want to be your heaven. All right.
You know what? You're also my oh no. And Leroy, you're even more my oh no.
Why?
Why do you have to go into Publix and direct everybody there? Okay?
I'm not directing anybody.
Not a big deal.
You don't think it's weird? It is weird that people park.
It's not that weird.
Yeah, it is.
No.
All right. Okay.
Brittany, what's your all right and no today?
My all right and
intangibles. I've had seasoning my entire life. That's crazy work. Sorry.
It's okay. And just find yourself. My all right goes to just Saturday. I mean, just Sunday in general. It goes to Miami getting in and Lando Norris winning the World Drivers Championship. So my Sunday was pretty great because of those two things. And my oh no goes to Leroy.
Whoa!
Oh, no.
What? Yep. Yep.
What did I do?
Because you didn't tell me.
You weren't here.
I was here. And I had to shake and freak out and sweat out this college football committee decision. All because you didn't tell one of the biggest Hurricanes fans that you know.
Yep.
Can I tell
you? And I'm mad at you, but I'm not angry with you about it. I am.
So here's the problem. Once I explained the situation to Tobin and hearing his reaction as a Canes fan, you think I'm going to go tell another Canes fan?
Well, technically, you didn't give my reaction. I mean, we were doing kind of a radio bit, you know? So it was like we were going back and forth. I was trying to give that reaction
so
for the show.
It's really not my fault I didn't tell you. It's his fault because I didn't want to go through that again.
I was protecting your sources.
I wouldn't have revealed any sources. I would have kept it close to my chest.
Can you honestly say, Brittany?
I'm listening.
Can you honestly say that if you had known the information, it would have made you feel better?
1,000%, Leroy.
Can I tell you? And you would have been the first Canes fan. Because everybody else said, no, dude, they'll find a way to screw us. No.
If you would have told me.
I'm telling you.
If you would have told me, I would have been like, Leroy, thank you so much for that.
The jackasses that I golf with, right? That's all they talked about was how we're going to get screwed.
But I'm not the jackasses that
she's
you play golf
not,
with.
She's not talking about that. She's talking about herself,
listen,
Leroy.
Listen.
Stop deflecting.
Maybe we can all grow and learn from this situation.
That's what I always
Except
do.
For you. You're
what?
An
what do you mean?
You're
dude?
An
Why?
No. Absolutely
You're having a good
not.
Time.
Absolutely not.
Some good radio banter.
That's it. Next time, Mr. Radio Bit, like you can hide behind Radio Bit.
What?
No. Dude, our fight was not Radio Bit.
Was it not?
I almost choked you out.
I mean, that could be anything.
Literally anything.
So, next
That's
time.
The show.
The lack of accountability from both of you.
Both of us?
Has
no.
been insane.
That's
Brittany.
Nice. When you do things long enough,
Brittany,
you're going to get very similar.
Brittany, I'm telling you that it was not. I was so tired of having some good information and it being disregarded that I stopped. That's the honest truth.
Yeah, but
it wasn't a matter of, I'm not going to tell Brittany.
Yeah.
It's like, no, she's going to react just like old Dum Dum over here.
No, I didn't want to be a rat. That's why.
That's it.
Yeah.
At no point in time did you ever feel comfortable.
Hmm?
Never.
Wasn't me?
And then.
I was
then,
already comfortable.
That's not the worst part. The worst part is, after it was said and done, and I said, see, I told you. He goes, wasn't wrong. I wasn't wrong.
I wasn't wrong.
Tobin's never wrong.
Well, technically, I can't be wrong. I mean, this was my argument the whole time.
This is gaslighting 101.
It's not gaslighting,
crazy
dude.
Work.
That's literally
You're
what my argument was.
You're putting on a master class today.
I'm putting on a master class.
You are the worst.
I think you guys are the strange ones, to be honest with you.
I feel like I need to start using those words that Marcos has taught us.
Hmm?
Yeah. Wait, I have it somewhere written
Wait, you
here.
Flip it and say, you think we're the strange ones.
Yeah.
Dude. Why, when I drive
I want
home,
you to go home and think about what you've done today.
Yep.
Me?
When I get in my car and drive home, you know what I do when
drive
I
drive home
car,
in silence?
You know what I go? I go, damn, why am I so tired? It's like, you're exhausting. You're exhausted. Yeah,
we had a great weekend.
All I did was run my mouth.
We had a great weekend.
And I had nice food.
We had
Lupe brought me some Chick-fil-A.
That was amazing.
It was amazing.
Right?
I'm like, this is a great Monday. We celebrated everything.
It was a great Monday.
And why when I get in my car.
And your sources are protected.
When I get in my car and I start the journey home.
Yeah.
I'm like, why am I so exhausted? It's you. You sucked the life out of me.
I don't think that's fair. I kept. Not fair. I took it to the grave.
See, I'm gonna start pulling a J-fig.
Mm-hmm.
Just come on the screen.
Don't throw me on
12:30.
This.
12:30.
Nope. Leroy, minus one to you.
For what?
Because you said she looked like a chipmunk.
No, I didn't.
And then you asked if she had the BGs again.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with my allergies. Thank you very much.
Mm.
Mm. So you just had the BGs separately from your allergies?
I never had the BGs. Okay. Stop trying to deflect. Okay.
See how he does? He's so exhausting. Much.
You do the same thing.
No, I don't.
You both.
I've been telling you this.
The worst.
See, the thing is, you don't realize how much you and me are similar.
No.
Yes.
No.
You guys are samesies.
You guys are. That's why you get so mad at each other. You guys are a mirror of one another.
He doesn't get mad at me because he's always. No. Come on.
I never get mad at you. I was never mad. Only at the committee.
Because you know you.
For their little okie doke.
Can we do oh no for his. Jaw flip floppery.
I
don't have
flip-flop.
Enough time.
I didn't flip flop.
You guys are both the O notes. That's it.
Your new nickname.
Hmm?
HC. Human chicleta.
That's not what the word is. It's not
chicleta. What is it?
It's chancleta.
Yes.
Oh, you know Spanish. You know what you are.
He did much better than we thought he would.
Really? Yeah.
That's very true.
Wow. Man, so now I don't speak Spanish and you're attacking me. Sorry.
Anyway,
Marcos don't speak Spanish either, and he's Latino.
That's true.
At least I'm black. I'm trying.
That's what I said.
Okay. Dude, two things. One, be better tomorrow.
What?
And two, as punishment, no buttons.
No way, dude.
No buttons tomorrow.
That's not fair.
No, you can.
I don't agree to that.
We can't trust you to tell the truth.
What did you become? This is not Publix. You don't get to run this place like you're the sheriff with your backed in cars that look fine. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Can anybody corroborate this? Corroborate. Hit the bricks. It's Kalel Ware's team anyway.
You're the one who wanted John Morant. All
initially,
of us disagreed.
Initially. But Norman Powell changed me.
I see y'all when I see y'all.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.